Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents ISC 2, CISSP Certified Information Systems Security Professional, Official Study Guide, 9th Edition, by Mike Chappell, James Michael Stewart, and Daryl Gibson. Narrated by Tom Parks. Publisher's note: this audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchase this audiobook from to request the material. All tables referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Introduction. The ISC 2 CISSP Certified Information Systems Security Professional Official Study Guide 9th Edition offers you a solid foundation for the Certified Information Systems Security Professional, CISSP, exam. By purchasing this book, you've shown a willingness to learn and a desire to develop the skills you need to achieve this certification. This introduction provides you with a basic overview of this book and the CISSP exam. This book is designed for readers and students who want to study for the CISSP certification exam. If your goal is to become a certified security professional, then the CISSP certification and the study guide are for you. The purpose of this book is to adequately prepare you to take the CISSP exam. Before you dive into this book, you need to have accomplished a few tasks on your own. You need to have a general understanding of IT and of security. You should have the necessary 5 years of full-time paid work experience, or 4 years if you have a college degree, in two or more of the 8 domains covered by the CISSP exam. If you are qualified to take the CISSP exam, according to ISC Squared, then you are sufficiently prepared to use this book to study for it. For more information on ISC Squared, see the next section. ISC Squared also allows for a 1-year reduction of the 5-year experience requirement if you have earned one of the approved certifications from the ISC Squared prerequisite pathway. These include certifications such as Certified Authorization Professional, CAP, Certified Information Security Manager, CISM, Certified Information Systems Auditor, CISA, Cisco Certified Internetwork Expert, CCIE, Cisco Certified Network Associate Security, CCNA Security, CompTIA Advanced Security Practitioner, CASP, CompTIA Security Plus, CompTIA Cybersecurity Analyst, CYSA Plus, and many of the Global Information Assurance Certification, GIAC certifications. For a complete list of qualifying certifications, visit isc2.org/certifications/CISSP/prerequisite-pathway. Note: you can use only one of the experience reduction measures, either a college degree or a certification, not both. If you are just getting started on your journey to CISSP certification and do not yet have the work experience, then our book can still be a useful tool in your preparation for the exam. However, you may find that some of the topics covered assume knowledge that you don't have. For those topics, you may need to do some additional research using other materials, and then return to this book to continue learning about the CISSP topics. ISC Squared. The CISSP exam is governed by the International Information Systems Security Certification Consortium, ISC Squared. ISC Squared is a global nonprofit organization. It has 4 primary mission goals: maintain the common body of knowledge, CBK, for the field of information systems security. Provide certification for information systems security professionals and practitioners. Conduct certification training and administer the certification exams. Oversee the ongoing accreditation of qualified certification candidates through continued education. ISC Squared is operated by a board of directors elected from the ranks of its certified practitioners. ISC Squared supports and provides a wide variety of certifications, including CISSP, CISSP-ISSAP, CISSP-ISSMP, CISSP-ISSEP, SSCP, CAP, CSSLP, HCISPP, and CCSP. These certifications are designed to verify the knowledge and skills of IT security professionals across all industries. You can obtain more information about ISC Squared and its other certifications from its website at isc2.org. The CISSP credential is for security professionals responsible for designing and maintaining security infrastructure within an organization. Topical domains. The CISSP certification covers material from the 8 topical domains. These 8 domains are as follows. Domain 1, Security and Risk Management. Domain 2, Asset Security. Domain 3, Security Architecture and Engineering. Domain 4, Communication and Network Security. Domain 5, Identity and Access Management, IAM. Domain 6, Security Assessment and Testing. Domain 7, Security Operations. Domain 8, Software Development Security. These 8 domains provide a vendor-independent overview of a common security framework. This framework is the basis for a discussion on security practices that can be supported in all types of organizations worldwide. Pre-qualifications. ISC Squared has defined the qualification requirements you must meet to become a CISSP. First, you must be a practicing security professional with at least 5 years full-time paid work experience, or with 4 years experience and a recent IT or IS degree, or an approved security certification. See isc2.org for details. Professional experience is defined as security work performed for salary or commission within 2 or more of the 8 CBK domains. Second, you must agree to adhere to a formal code of ethics. The CISSP Code of Ethics is a set of guidelines ISC Squared wants all CISSP candidates to follow to maintain professionalism in the field of information systems security. You can find it in the information section on the ISC Squared website at isc2.org. ISC Squared also offers an entry program known as an Associate of ISC Squared. This program allows someone without any or enough experience to qualify as a CISSP to take the CISSP exam anyway and then obtain experience afterward. Associates are granted 6 years to obtain 5 years of security experience. Only after providing proof of such experience, usually by means of endorsement and a resume, can the individual be awarded CISSP certification. Overview of the CISSP exam. The CISSP exam focuses on security from a 30,000-foot view. It deals more with theory and concept than implementation and procedure. It is very broad, but not very deep. To successfully complete this exam, you'll need to be familiar with every domain, but not necessarily be a master of each domain. The CISSP exam is in an adaptive format that ISC Squared calls CISSP-CAT, Computerized Adaptive Testing. For complete details of this new version of exam presentation, please see isc2.org/certifications/CISSP/CISSP-CAT. The CISSP-CAT exam will have a minimum of 100 questions and a maximum of 150. Not all items you are presented with count towards your score or passing status. These unscored items are called pretest questions by ISC Squared, whereas the scored items are called operational items. The questions are not labeled on the exam as to whether they are scored, that is, operational items, or unscored, that is, pretest questions. Test candidates will receive 25 unscored items on their exam, regardless of whether they achieve a passing rank at question 100 or see all of the 150 questions. The CISSP-CAT grants a maximum of 3 hours to take the exam. If you run out of time before achieving a passing rank, you will automatically fail. The CISSP-CAT does not allow you to return to a previous question to change your answer. Your answer selection is final once you leave a question by submitting your answer selection. The CISSP-CAT does not have a published or set score to achieve. Instead, you must demonstrate the ability to answer above the ISC squared bar for passing, called the passing standard, which is not disclosed, within the last 75 operational items, that is, questions. If the computer determines that you have a less than 5% chance of achieving a passing standard, and you have seen 75 operational items, which will be at question 100, your test will automatically end with a failure. If the computer determines that you have a higher than 95% chance of achieving or maintaining a passing standard once you have seen 75 operational items, which will be at question 100, your test will automatically end with a pass. If neither of these extremes is met, then you will see another question, and your status will be evaluated again after it is answered. You are not guaranteed to see any more questions than are necessary for the computer grading system to determine with 95% confidence your ability to achieve a passing standard or to fail to meet the passing standard. If you do not achieve the passing standard after submitting your answer to question 150, then you fail. If you run out of time, then you fail. If you do not pass the CISSP exam on your first attempt, you are allowed to retake the CISSP exam under the following conditions. You can take the CISSP exam a maximum of 4 times per 12-month period. You must wait 30 days after your first attempt before trying a second time. You must wait an additional 60 days after your second attempt before trying a third time. You must wait an additional 90 days after your third or subsequent attempts before trying again. The exam retake policy was updated in October 2020. You can read the official policy here, isc2.org/exams/after-your-exam. You will need to pay full price for each additional exam attempt. It is not possible to take the previous English paper-based or CBT computer-based testing flat 250-question version of the exam. CISSP is now available only in the CBT CISSP-CAT format in English through ISC Squared authorized Pearson VUE test centers in authorized markets. Note: in early 2021, ISC Squared via Pearson VUE performed an online exam proctoring pilot for CISSP. The results of this pilot will be evaluated by Q3 2021, and a decision on how to proceed will be made by ISC squared based on those results at that time. Keep an eye on the ISC squared blog for updated information about online proctored remote CISSP exam offerings. The CISSP exam is available in English, French, German, Brazilian, Portuguese, Spanish, Modern, Japanese, Simplified Chinese, and Korean. These non-English versions of CISSP are still administered using the 250-question linear, fixed-form, flat exam. For more details and the most up-to-date information on the CISSP exam direct from ISC squared, please visit isc2.org/certifications/CISSP and download the CISSP Ultimate Guide and the CISSP Exam Outline, currently located in the 2 Register and Prepare for the Exam section. You might also find useful information on the ISC squared blog at blog.isc2.org/isc2_blog. For example, there is a good article posted in October 2020 titled, "Why Does the CISSP Exam Change?" blog.isc2.org/isc2_blog/2020/10/why-does-the-CISSP-exam-change.html. CISSP Exam Question Types. Most of the questions on the CISSP exam are four-option, multiple-choice questions with a single correct answer. Some are straightforward, such as asking you to select a definition. Some are a bit more involved, asking you to select the appropriate concept or best practice. And some questions present you with a scenario or situation and ask you to select the best response. You must select the one correct or best answer and mark it. In some cases, the correct answer will be obvious to you. In other cases, several answers may seem correct. In these instances, you must choose the best answer for the question asked. Watch for general, specific, universal, superset, and subset answer selections. In other cases, none of the answers will seem correct. In these instances, you'll need to select the least incorrect answer. Some multiple-choice questions may require that you select more than one answer. If so, these will state what is necessary to provide a complete answer. In addition to the standard multiple-choice question format, the exam may include a few advanced question formats, which ISC squared calls advanced innovative questions. These include drag-and-drop questions and hotspot questions. These types of questions require you to place topics or concepts in order of operations, in priority preference, or in relation to proper positioning for the needed solution. Specifically, the drag-and-drop questions require the test taker to move labels or icons to mark items on an image. The hotspot questions require the test taker to pinpoint a location on an image with a crosshair marker. These question concepts are easy to work with and understand, but be careful about your accuracy when dropping or marking. Advice on taking the exam. The CISSP exam consists of two key elements. First, you need to know the material from the 8 domains. Second, you must have good test-taking skills. You have a maximum of 3 hours to achieve a passing standard with the potential to see up to 150 questions. Thus, you will have on average just over a minute for each question. So it is important to work quickly, without rushing, but also without wasting time. Question skipping is no longer allowed on the CISSP exam, and you're also not allowed to jump around. So One way or another, you have to come up with your best answer on each question. We recommend that you attempt to eliminate as many answer options as possible before making a guess. Then, you can make educated guesses from a reduced set of options to increase your chance of getting a question correct. Also note that ISC Squared does not disclose if there is partial credit given for multiple-part questions if you get only some of the elements correct. So pay attention to questions with checkboxes and be sure to select as many items as necessary to properly address the question. You will be provided with a dry erase board and a marker to jot down thoughts and make notes, but nothing written on that board will be used to alter your score. That board must be returned to the test administrator prior to departing the test facility. To maximize your test-taking activities, here are some general guidelines. Read each question, then read the answer options, and then reread the question. Eliminate wrong answers before selecting the correct one. Watch for double negatives. Be sure you understand what the question is asking. Manage your time. You can take breaks during your test, but this will consume some of your test time. You might consider bringing a drink and snacks, but your food and drink will be stored for you away from the testing area, and that break time will count against your test time limit. Be sure to bring any medications or other essential items, but leave all things electronic at home or in your car. You should avoid wearing anything on your wrists, including watches, fitness trackers, and jewelry. You are not allowed to bring any form of noise-canceling headsets or earbuds, although you can use foam earplugs. We also recommend wearing comfortable clothes and taking a light jacket with you. Some testing locations are a bit chilly. You may want to review the ISC Squared Certification acronym and ISC Squared CISSP glossary documents here. isc2.org/-media/files/certification-acronym-glossary.ashx. isc2.org/certifications/CISSP/CISSP-student-glossary. Finally, ISC Squared exam policies are subject to change. Please be sure to check isc2.org for the current policies before you register and take the exam. Study and exam preparation tips. We recommend planning for a month or so of nightly intensive study for the CISSP exam. Here are some suggestions to maximize your learning time. You can modify them as necessary based on your own learning habits. Take one or two evenings to listen to each chapter in this book and work through its review material. Answer all the review questions and take the practice exams provided in the book and/or in the online test engine. Be sure to research each question that you get wrong in order to learn what you didn't know. Complete the written labs from each chapter. Listen to and understand the exam essentials. Review the ISC Squared's exam outline. isc2.org. Use the flashcards included with the study tools to reinforce your understanding of concepts. Tip: we recommend spending about half of your study time reading and reviewing concepts and the other half taking practice exams. Students have reported that the more time they spent taking practice exams, the better they retained test topics. In addition to the practice tests with this study guide, CYBEX also publishes ISC Squared CISSP Certified Information Systems Security Professional Official Practice Tests, 3rd edition, ISBN 978-1 CSS-2-119-47592-7. It contains 100 or more practice questions for each domain and 4 additional full-sized practice exams. Like the study guide, it also comes with an online version of the questions. Completing the certification process. Once you have been informed that you successfully passed the CISSP certification, there is one final step before you are actually awarded the CISSP certification. That final step is known as endorsement. Basically, this involves getting someone who is a CISSP or other ISC squared certification holder in good standing and familiar with your work history to submit an endorsement form on your behalf. Once you pass the CISSP exam, you will receive an email with instructions. However, you can review the endorsement application process at isc2.org/endorsement. If you registered for CISSP, then you must complete endorsement within 9 months of your exam. If you registered for Associate of ISC Squared, then you have 6 years from your exam date to complete endorsement. Once ISC Squared accepts your endorsement, the certification process will be completed and you will be sent a welcome packet. Once you have achieved your CISSP certification, you must now work toward maintaining the certification. You will need to earn 120 Continuing Professional Education CPE credits by your third year anniversary. For details on earning and reporting CPEs, please consult the ISC Squared Continuing Professional Education CPE Handbook, isc2.org/media/isc2/certifications/cpe/cpe-cpe-handbook.ashx, and the CPE Opportunities page, isc2.org/membership/cpe-opportunities. You will also be required to pay an annual maintenance fee, AMF, upon earning your certification and at each annual anniversary. For details on the AMF, please see the ISC Squared CPE Handbook and isc2.org/policies-procedures/member-policies. The elements of this study guide. Each chapter includes common elements to help you focus your studies and test your knowledge. Here are descriptions of those elements. Real-world scenarios. As you work through each chapter, you'll find descriptions of typical and plausible workplace situations where an understanding of the security strategies and approaches relevant to the chapter content could play a role in fixing problems or in fending off potential difficulties. This gives readers a chance to see how specific security policies, guidelines, or practices should or may be applied to the workplace. Tips and notes. Throughout each chapter, you will see inserted statements that you should pay additional attention to. These items are often focused details related to the chapter section or related important material. Summaries. The summary is a brief review of the chapter to sum up what was covered. Exam essentials. The exam essentials highlight topics that could appear on the exam in some form. Although we obviously do not know exactly what will be included on a particular exam, this section reinforces significant concepts that are key to understanding the concepts and topics of the chapter. The exam essentials are the minimum knowledge you want to retain from a chapter. Written labs. Each chapter includes written labs that synthesize various concepts and topics that appear in the chapter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?